People ask me sometimes, where do you get these tailgate talk ideas? And I just simply tell them, hey, I just do really smart things a lot. Hey, I'm Blake, and this is your tailgate talk. Hey, so we were baling hay a few months back, one of our hay leases, and there's a wet spot. And it stays wet most of the year because there's a spillway from a pond next door. The property owner of this lease has since fixed it, so it shouldn't be a problem anymore, but it's been a problem for years. Anyway, we were cutting hay at this property. First time we've cut hay at this property. We knew it was wet, but you know, sometimes it's easy to ease over too far sometimes. And anyway, that happened. So my cousin Mike was kind of cutting down there first. He is over there. He got a little stuck. He really got stuck. And so when I got down there with my tractor, his tractor's only two-wheel drive, so which is not normally a problem because, you know, tractors are huge. They got big tread. You don't normally have to have four-wheel drive. Well, my tractor's four-wheel drive, so I thought, okay, this is no big deal. I'll just ease down there and get in front of him and I'll put mine in four-wheel drive and I'll push him backwards out of there. Yeah, that was a terrible idea. Terrible idea, because when I got in front of him and began to push, we were moving for a second, and then I got stuck. And so now what we have, instead of one tractor stuck, now we have two tractors stuck, and instead of just two wheels spinning in the mud, we have six wheels spinning in the mud, because both of my axles, because I'm four-wheel drive, are now just buried up. And man, were we ever buried, because I was trying to help him from the same miry pit that he was in. And that's a problem. It's a problem when you're trying to assist someone out of the miry pit when you're in the same miry pit. It's kind of hard to get them out of the miry pit when you're in the miry pit. It's just not really something that can be done. So what we had to do is we had to make a phone call to someone that wasn't in the miry pit that we were in to pull us out. And that came with a bill. A wrecker bill. So a really cool contraption came out with a big winch on the front on a skid steer. And anyway, it was pretty impressive. A shout out to Broadway Towing in Morrilson, Arkansas. They were my hero. Anyway, free. I guess this is a free advertisement. I don't know what. Anyway, they saved the day. They were on solid ground. Pulled us right out. Made it look really easy. Made me feel really silly. Should have done that first. David said in Psalm 40, verse 2, a guy who had spent some time in the miry pit, by the way, that he rescues me from the miry pit and set my feet upon a rock. Now why is that? Why is that important? Listen, we are in that pit before we come to Jesus. That pit is what's called sin. And that pit separates us from God. And nothing that we can do will get us out of that. And anything the world can offer to us is just more mud. It's just more miry pit. And it's just going to dig us deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. And it may make us feel better for a while, but in reality, it's just bogging us further into the mud. What we need is someone to show up on solid ground that has the answer. And you know who the only one is that can stand on that solid ground and pull us out? Well, let me just tell you, his name is Jesus. And he can rescue us, like David said in Psalm 40, verse 2, from the miry pit and set our feet on a rock, the rock of Jesus. And you know what? There are going to be times in our life that we may fall back into a little bit of mud. And here's the good news. He comes right back along when we cry out to him and rescues us again from that ditch that we may occasionally find ourselves in. That's good news, friend. Can I encourage you today, if you want to know more about what it means to follow Jesus, maybe you're in the miry mud right now and you need someone to help you out of the miry mud and tell you what it means to have your feet set on a rock. Reach out to us through this Life Word page to find out more about what it means to follow Jesus. Thank you so much for joining me on the tailgate today. I look forward to this every week, and I cannot wait until next week when we get to sit down on the tailgate again and have a little chat about what it means to follow Jesus. Until then, I love you. Have a great week, and we'll see you next time on the tailgate.